From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up in Thanksgiving week, the Teamsters turn tough in California's grocery strike. Also, the dispute over gay marriage. First, though, in Washington this morning, Congress crossed Medicare off its to-do list. The Senate passed the overhaul of the health care system for seniors, sending it on to President Bush, who is expected to sign it. Senate Democrats and some Republicans tried to block the roughly $400 billion bill. They couldn't. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on the final vote and the final hours of this legislative year.
A vote of 54 to 44 passed the Medicare bill through the Senate and so through Congress. Most Republicans voted for it and most Democrats voted against it, though there was crossover on both sides. Republican leaders called it a bipartisan victory that will finally deliver a prescription drug benefit to senior citizens. Democratic leaders argued the bill will benefit drug companies more than old people and attempted several times to mount procedural blocks against the bill. In the end, though, they couldn't muster enough support to stop it. Immediately after the Medicare vote, senators launched into floor speeches about a massive spending package called an omnibus bill. It wraps together what used to be seven separate spending bills to fund dozens of federal programs. The State Department, the U.S. Treasury, the Department of Agriculture, all foreign operations, the Labor Department, the Justice Department, and more. All of these are still operating under last year's budget, even though the new fiscal year started in October. One reason congressional leaders have kept the omnibus bill open is so that they could make deals with lawmakers and try to earn votes for other key legislation. For example, senators had hoped to swing just a couple more votes in favor of the energy bill by changing provisions in the omnibus bill. On that one, though, Democrats and several Republicans held firm against the energy bill, blocking one of President Bush's top priorities in his first term in office. Members of the House are scheduled to return to Washington in mid-December to vote on the massive omnibus bill, and it's unclear at this point whether the Senate will let it coast through after the House acts or come back for more aggressive debate on it. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.